The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So the core practice that we do at IMC is called mindfulness. It's a way of using our capacity for attention for some benefit. And the ideal benefit in Buddhism is a degree of liberation or freedom from clinging and suffering. But attention can be used for many purposes. And one of the very subtle or not so subtle purposes that it gets used for or gets hijacked for is for our self-concern, for our self-preoccupation, for the ways in which we're trying to build up a self, create a self, hold on to a self, defend a self. There's a whole complex of things around the self, and that is pretty deep in the human psyche, and it's sometimes very hard to see how much we do that. And so the mindfulness is pulled along for the agendas of the self. So if we sit, for example, something as innocent as saying, I'm going to sit and get calm as I meditate, I'm going to be mindful of breathing and calm down, so that I can go to the car dealer and negotiate for a better car. you can fill in whatever you want, so that I can get something from the world, so I can be seen somewhere. I can be a good person. I'm going to sit and get calm so that I can be more spiritual today, and I will be liked by a lot more people. And so it's they're all around the I, and some of that's quite innocent, and some of it's clearly involves this very deep attachment to self. And it's very hard to see how mindfulness sometimes is hijacked or utilized or for the purposes of the self. But one way that we can look at that, and kind of get a handle on that, is some of the psychological factors that come along with practice of mindfulness. And one of them is called virya, or effort, or energy, or strength. And what I mean by this today is that to be able to sit in a strong, stable, steady way, where there's some real strength in the steadiness and that lends itself to a certain kind of stillness, to have the mindfulness come out of stillness or stability, it's going to sooner or later highlight the self-preoccupation that's operating, because self is a form of agitation. There's the kind of self that Buddhism wants to kind of settle or pacify or not have kind of in the picture is a form of agitation in the mind. And so as we sit, we try to hold that the gaze of mindfulness, or hold the perception of attention that we're using. We're trying to hold it steady and kind of still. So we're with the breathing. The breathing is changing and going, but our attention to it, we try to have it soft, not tight, not stressful kind of, but kind of in a soft, still, relaxed way. Have the attention be still as it focuses on the breathing. Has the attention be somehow stable and still and strong in focusing on the walking meditation, the experience of walking. And as you try to do that, you'll see that the mind gets pulled off into thoughts and ideas that represent a certain kind of agitation of the mind. And if you just tune into it as agitation, as opposed to believing the content of the thoughts and why they're so important and all that, this will bring you back to a place of attention, where attention is not being utilized for the purposes of the self, building the self, defending the self, doing all the self thing that we do. So the idea of the gaze of mindfulness, or the attention of mindfulness, is to be able to hold it for however long you can. It's not that long, but maybe it's initially. But to hold it, see if you can find a place of stillness, or steadiness, or a sense of stability in it that has some strength to it, some oomph, like I'm here, just the breathing. And to kind of identify or relate to or come out of that stillness or steadiness or stability. So see if you can establish that to whatever degree you can. And don't be worried that only you can do it for a couple of seconds. then redo it. Come back to it. And it's coming back. And if you're only coming back to mindfulness, you might come along with that subtle agitation of self-concern that we're trying to loosen up and be free of. So anyway, if that doesn't make any sense, what I said for you, don't worry about it. Just forget about it. But if it makes sense, maybe you can practice with it or explore this today as we're sitting here. Thank you.